Ready?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the show that is now live.
Live! I knew you were going to say that. I was prepared.
All right, guys. So today we are going to be doing a Q&A with our live audience that's on Twitch right now.
Hi, everyone. It's happening now.
If you're listening to this later.
Sorry, missed it.
If you like the format of this episode, and if you like the idea of interacting with us live, we might do it again. Yeah. Let us know if you it's know, good somewhere. By getting the view numbers up. So share it with your friends.
Yeah.
So we are also going to be doing a little game time interactive with the audience too. Caitlin, why don't you tell about that?
Oh yeah. So what we're going to do at the end after our Q&A is a lyric game, similar to the game we played with each other where we read each other lyrics and try to guess what the song is, which you'd think would be easy, but it's actually very challenging, especially if you're Evan. So what we're going to do is everyone here in the live stream will submit lyrics and we try to guess what those are, which will be, I think, maybe more difficult because like when I'm choosing ones for you, I'm like, there's at least a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance. We could get anything. Like, I don't know any popular songs right now. So oh my gosh. We could both be screwed.
We were going on a walk the other day and we were like, Caitlin, what music plays in clubs these days?
We're like, what's the clubbing music?
What is the music of the clubs?
Because like it used to be like Kesha and Lady Gaga. I have no idea. If someone like, puts one of the songs here, I'm not going to have any idea.
Part of the fun of going out is like knowing the songs, like dancing along with them and stuff like that. And like, if we went clubbing right now, we'd feel so old.
I mean, we'd feel old regardless. But.
You know what's so funny? My approach would be incredibly nerdy. Would do research, Caitlin. Would listen to the radio.
We'd find the top hip music. We'd just talk to like my younger cousins and be like, what's cool?
Before we move into the Q&A segment, though, we are going to be doing some news. And the main thing we want to talk about is the YouTube check marks.
Yeah, although it's kind of funny because it was like a huge thing and now it's not a thing anymore.
But I think that is a huge thing.
That is a huge thing.
I think that's like really big news. So for those of you who haven't heard about the YouTube check mark drama, I don't know if it's a big thing to everyone else, but as a content creator, when you reach 100,000 subscribers, you can apply to get a checkmark. And that, like, to us was just a really nice pat on the back from YouTube saying, like, you get this special little thing.
You are worth a checkmark.
You are worth a checkmark. And I kind of liked that YouTube had such a simple system of, like, you reach 100K, you prove that you own that channel, you get a checkmark because you are you, and that's cool. And other platforms like Twitter, you need to be newsworthy. You need to like have articles. You need to like show that you're in danger of getting impersonated. If on Instagram you wanted to get verified, I think it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You need to like link to articles from reputable sources showing that you're important. That basically means legacy media like TV and big articles, like news platforms.
Yeah.
By the way, legacy instead of like what's like there's new media. I used to call it like old media
or like traditional media.
Legacy media. Someone was saying legacy media, and
that
like,
sounds fancy.
I know, I stole it.
It's good.
It was the create unknown.
Oh yeah.
So that's the verification on all the other platforms, and like I think it's very confusing, and I think that it is very subjective. Where YouTube's was very straightforward. Anyways. YouTube saw those other platforms doing it in that way, and YouTube's like, oh, maybe we need to like change it to mean the same thing. So YouTube was capitulating basically and going the route of other platforms instead of just keeping it very simple.
But the sucky thing was that meant that a lot of people and several people like with significantly larger channels than us, millions of subscribers were losing their check mark. So everybody freaked out, which and like we were sad too. My mom was visiting and we were like, oh my God, we're losing our check mark. And she was like, what? I never noticed the check mark. What's a check mark? You know, but like it's like a big deal. But I think the cool thing is, you know, there's a lot of people like speaking out about it and YouTube like went back on their change and was like, you know, we
missed
were
the
wrong.
Mark.
Yeah, we missed the mark. We're going to go back to how things were. And I think, like you're saying, that's the crazy part because usually YouTube, like they'll push out a change. People are upset. And it's like, that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. But I think one reason why they were able to go back on it is because this change was coming from YouTube and it was just about YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't
advertisers or anything.
Mm-hmm. There was no pressure from like big companies or stakeholders or traditional media or like a scandal pushing them. Oh, we lost the supervisor.
That's okay. She'll be
back. There's no external factor pushing YouTube in this direction. YouTube's like, we're just going to do that. And everyone's like, no. And they're like, oh, okay, we won't do that.
Yeah.
But it is kind of exciting that YouTube listened and they changed. And I think that's the bigger, more important news than just the drama about the check mark. So hopefully they keep that up because we have a lot of opinions. In other news, we are starting another channel.
We are. It's nothing drastically different from stuff we've already done. But a lot of you guys, especially here on Twitch, know that we have a gaming channel. We're starting another gaming channel for all of the uncut streams. And I know we just announced recently that we're putting the uncut streams on our main gaming channel. But we've gotten some feedback that that's very confusing and they're hard to find. So there's going to be another gaming channel. I know it seems silly, but I think it makes the most sense.
Well, our general philosophy is like we want people to sign up for what they want.
Yeah.
Evan and Caitlin, that's fairly consistently like us making things in our garage and having fun. Evan and Caitlin Gaming are edited highlights. And if all of a sudden we started putting edited highlights and uncut full streams, you would either be getting double what you want, which would be kind of good, or you would be getting one thing you want and one thing you don't want.
Yeah, because it's like a different audience for each.
It is kind of a different audience for each.
So we're going to be doing that. We haven't actually said it anywhere. This is the first time we're mentioning it because so it's called Evan and Caitlin Gaming Uncut.
Because if you find it and subscribe right now, you're going to get
like four to five
notifications of a day of like, we uploaded. It's all uploading.
Because we're trying to like catch up on our, I don't even know how many.
115
live streams.
115 live streams.
Yeah, so we'll be working on that. But if you want to sub you can do that. Just be prepared for all the notifications.
I just ordered another modem and I upgraded our internet speed so I could like upload more because we're just uploading so much for our five channels now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, Evan and Caitlin too will probably still stay somewhat dormant until we figure it out, but
we still know what we're doing there. But now we're up to five channels. For now.
Yeah. Okay. So before we move on to the live stream, let's take a little bit of a break.
You mean to the Q&A?
Before we move on to the Q&A, let's take a little bit of a break to say hi to chat and interact with people. Scooter Workbench. So.
Q&A.
Oh, wait. All right. And now time for the Q&A. Wait, stop that.
Gotta push the buttons.
And now time for the Q&A.
That was my tea.
So fancy.
I have my pinkies up. I know. We don't get to use that music very often. We should do more Q&As.
I just want to use the soundboard all the time. It's so good. Okay, so guys, hit us with those Q's and then we have all of the A's for you.
Yeah, we got your A's right here, coming in hot. Let's see. Oh, man. Oh, you're scrolling and I can't see anything.
Would you guys enjoy art made by fans, even if it's not art of you guys or your content? We love fan
art's
art.
Cool. Yeah,
and art's we love, really cool. We're fans of art in general. We actually do have a Discord, which we haven't publicized too much. And on the Discord, Gord, there's a whole channel for art showcase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can share your art with us and everyone in the Discord.
We'll put a link to it in the notes for this episode. Monday podcast release still. Yes. Still going to come out Monday just because, like, you know, we got to take a little time to edit and stuff.
What's your favorite song? That's like, an impossible question because there's a song for each thing. Okay, let me guess yours. Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody?
You know what's weird?
What's that?
Because I was thinking, like, it's really hard to pick a favorite song, but what's, like, the song I go back to singing the most? Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. I literally, I was like, when I read that, in my head, I was like, Mama.
Okay, so what would be my favorite song?
Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's up there. It's up there. Yeah. What do I like sing the most besides Disney songs? Because do Disney songs even really count?
I think your favorite song could be a Disney song.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite song? I mean, I'm mostly going based off like things that get stuck in your head that you sing a lot, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're your favorite.
Yeah, because some songs just like get stuck in your head, and I almost like, it got stuck in my head. Help!
The funny thing is like how you can say just a small part of something and then it triggers it being in your head. Like,
somebody wants to. It's like, that's the perfect one.
Just like, some.
And it's like, head smash your headphones off. That's just what you got to do.
Oh. Okay.
So what kind of house reno projects are you guys planning on doing?
Well, we have. So our house, we've done a lot of the like super necessary, like slightly more ambitious projects. And some of them we had done before we even started the channel. So I think most of the things we have left on this house are a little bit more cosmetic. Like what?
I'm just laughing at the somebody.
So I think like one we have coming up is we're going to do like the next part of our guest room makeover. I guess it kind of started when we did the Murphy beds, but we're going to be doing some stuff there. We want to redo some stuff in our office, but it's like light DIY and kind of more cosmetic things. Because nothing like huge.
I think the big thing for us is eventually we know we're going to move out of this house.
Yeah, we're already starting to grow out of it.
We've already improved it enough that it's kind of like even better than what we can sell it for, you know? So it's like at this point, we'll just be sinking money into the house without really seeing the financial benefit of it. And
so we kind of want to save stuff for like our next house.
Yeah. But also we've been expanding what we need from a house. Now we need like an office and a streaming room because the room that we're in right now,
this is like a 13 by 13 foot room max. And we have two-person desks in it.
Yes.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So, you know, as we continue to expand Evan and Caitlin, the scope of what we need in our next house keeps on expanding. So I kind of want to get to an equilibrium, get to like a steady state before we get any like, I don't know, before we decide that we need this house. And then later on, we need to move again. I just want to move like maybe one more time.
Maybe it's because like we moved so much.
Chill for a little bit.
Maybe it's because we moved so much when we were younger. We're like, let's just minimize the moving now.
Well, I also think that we moved into this house before we were married.
We did.
Before
we bought it before we were married.
We lived together in an apartment for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved into our house together. And this has been an amazing first house.
Yeah.
But for the next house, I think that we might even hang on to this house for just a little bit because we know this house and this area that we're in sells pretty fast. Get the other house and like really renovate it and document it. So if you guys like home improvement projects,
stick around for the next 1 to 5 years.
1 to 5 years. And at some point in the future, you're going to get a whole bunch of renovation content because we really want to like tackle it. And we want to like do all of the things that we've learned, like make sure the doors are hung properly, you know, like scrape the ceilings, the popcorn off, you know, we want to do all of that stuff.
Somebody called us out on our popcorn walls
in the
hidden art ledge. We hate them so much.
If there was like a fairly easy way that isn't horribly messy, extremely dusty and just horrible, we probably would do it. But it's so disruptive.
Okay, question from Kaboink. I'm curious how you two came to the decision to have such sanitized language on your channel and what factored into that. So, like, not cursing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of it is we try to imagine, like, who might be watching our videos. And in the beginning, it was like, I mean, we don't curse, like, a ton in real life anyway. We curse a little bit in real life. But not enough that it would be, like, hard to not do it for the period of a video. So we're like, let's just not, just in case. And then as we started making more and more videos, we just got so many messages from people who were like, I watch this with my kids. My 8-year-old loves your channel. And it's like, okay, we like really do want to try to keep the language clean, knowing that people watch our videos with their kids because we don't want people to feel like all of a sudden they can't do that anymore, you know?
Well, also, we don't curse that much.
Not that much. Like, a little bit.
If I get, like, if we get injured or if, like, Premiere is crashing or if it's just been one of those days, you just gotta go for it.
You know what's funny, though? In the attic video where we were doing our attic organization and you fell through the ceiling, I cursed when you fell through. It like caught me by surprise. A minor curse. I still bleeped it. But like there was just as much surprise about me cursing than there was about you falling through the ceiling.
Oh my gosh. Caitlin cursed. I think the funny thing is like after we shut off the cameras and I was just sitting there on the edge with my feet dangling into the office.
Looking down at all the dust on our computers.
Looking just like down at like what we had to deal with. We like really just said some bad words.
We said some bad words
for a period of time.
Yep.
Just let them all out.
Let them fall through the hole in the ceiling.
And then we went downstairs and cleaned it all up. Oh, and, you know the one regret? Like, well, one regret is obviously falling through the ceiling. I wish I hadn't have done that. But one regret that we had is we didn't take a video and pictures of my feet hanging through.
We didn't think about it in the moment. Yeah. We were honestly like, just kind of in shock and worried. And I was like worried about you being hurt. And we wanted to get you up as soon as we could, like get you up out of the hole.
We could have like staged it afterwards. If we had been proper YouTubers,
we're not good
YouTubers,
we
would have gotten the thumbnail with my feet dangling through and used that as the thumbnail.
I know. We're terrible.
All right. Do you have an Instagram account for the supervisor? No, but that would be kind of cute. But at the same time, we're in so many different places. We're on so many different social media platforms. And I feel like we're doing
it
like...
It would just end up getting neglected.
I feel like we're not doing the best job at all of them.
Because we have so many.
Yeah, like we have a subreddit, if you guys want to check it out. It's called r/Evan and Caitlin. And we do post our videos. No, yeah, I go there once a week and I check in and I like reply to some comments and stuff. But I mean, we want to be everywhere because we know that everyone has a favorite platform.
And if we start one for the supervisor, then she's got to have a Twitter. She's got to have a subreddit.
But I think we could post more pictures of the supervisor.
Well, I'd be down for that.
On Evan and Caitlin.
Yes.
Because she is fabulous.
She always looks fabulous.
Yeah, especially with the new camera that we have.
Like, yeah. Well, now she shows up.
Yeah, now she shows up. Because
black
like...
cats are hard to take pictures of.
How do you not have a make fall t-shirt after the Evan incident?
I know, right?
I don't know. Maybe that's something coming up at some point in the future.
Why don't we start renovating other YouTubers' houses? I mean, that could be cool. There's a lot of logistics involved. And also, we're not professionals at renovating. So it's kind of limited in like... Like, we don't mind doing stuff to our house because if it breaks, we can fix it later. But we wouldn't want to do anything that's maybe like potentially shoddy work and then leave and we can't go back and fix it. If it's in our house, we can just be like, oh, we'll fix that.
Well, also, there's a factor of time to all of this.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to balance a certain output that we want to keep up. You know, like right now we're in the middle of a buffer week, which is incredibly painful for us too. Like we want to make more videos for you guys for a lot of different reasons.
It's great to not post a video because we can get ahead, and it sucks to not post a video because we really want to post videos all the time.
Yeah. And traveling, coordinating, figuring out like if we're going to be renovating someone's house, the video goes on our channel. Are we going to do a video for theirs? And if we're filming a video for us and for the collaborators channel, we're filming two videos instead of just filming and editing one. It just takes more time.
Yeah.
And with all the things we've got going on, we're like, you know, last year was the year of collaborations and events. And this year is the year of
trying to get a better balance.
Well,
also
focusing.
Starting all the channels.
We've started
three more channels this year.
Three channels this year. The podcast, the gaming, and now...
And gaming uncut.
Gaming uncut, yeah.
Do we use any software to post to our platforms or any automation? No, it's just us.
Yeah, it's just us doing every single thing. We write everything. We do everything all by ourselves.
Yeah.
it's kind of good that way because a lot of automation software doesn't perfectly... transition between Instagram and Twitter. So a lot of people post on Instagram and they copy that caption to Twitter, but you know, the caption gets truncated. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So we manually write it for Instagram and then Twitter. And on Twitter, we shorten it so that the same intent is conveyed even in less words.
Twitter usually gets extra posts too, because like we'll just post random funny stuff every now and
then. Twitter is just so much more casual. I've really been enjoying
it's like
Twitter.
More pressure on Instagram.
Yeah, it's like it has to be a pretty picture. It has to be like something worth posting. A
thoughtful caption.
Yeah.
Let's see, I want all of your merch. Does Caitlin design all of them? I do. I get to use my old graphic design skills.
It's really fun. It's really cool seeing her design them also, because she gathers the whole inspiration board. She has like a whole suite of like ideas and colors and all sorts of like patterns and stuff like that. And then she starts with one concept and another and another and another and another. So she has like 9 concepts. And then she takes one concept that she thinks is promising and then does 4 iterations of that.
I know. And then it just revises and revises. Just being text, but yeah. You know, sometimes that's what looks best.
But even this make, fail. You went through so many different types of like, do we stack them? Do we overlap them? Are they solid? Do they fade in a gradient?
That's
you
true.
Know, and it took you like, there's a lot of work that goes into this. I'm impressed.
Let's see. Do you ever find yourself getting burnt out on particular project types? I wouldn't say we really get burnt out on particular project types, but I think that's because on our channel, we've always tried to, like, we purposely really try to mix it up a bunch. So that is why we bounce around a lot. And one day it'll be something resin, then it'll be something wood, then it'll be a home project, then it'll be like an art related thing. And I think that helps prevent us from getting burnt out.
I thought of something I got burnt out on.
What?
There was a period where we were doing a whole bunch of projects using large sheet goods.
You're right. Oh, it was the dang Murphy beds.
Yeah.
And the laundry room.
Oh, yeah. And I was like,
you got burnt out on sheet
no
goods.
No more sheet goods. Yeah,
that's true.
For period of time, I just don't want to do any more sheet goods because, like,
I feel like we bought, like, 8 4x8 sheets of plywood and brought it home on our small car. And I just remember, like, struggling with so many giant sheets of plywood trying to get them into our garage. It was before the garage makeover, so there was no room.
We didn't film it also because, like, if you don't, like, there's a lot of safety concerns, so we just didn't want to publish this. But we made a roof rack for our car with these like suction pads and everything, and this aluminum and like 2x4s and everything. It worked okay, but
I don't know. It's probably best to
I certainly wouldn't recommend it, especially if you can't just drive on side roads.
Yeah.
Because, like, on top of a car, sheets of plywood, unless you have, like, also some sort of a wind catch or wind deflector, you know, that's a huge surface area. And that wind can really just, like, put so much force on those sheets and everything. So that's scary.
We're very safe about it, but we don't want to put it on the internet.
Yeah, because...
People
may
do.
Not be as safe as us when they use it. So do you guys have more buy versus DIY videos coming up? Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited. Like, there's one. We've already bought it. We have it. It's like in the room next to us.
We haven't unboxed it yet because we're not going to do that until the end of the video when we compare.
Guys, it's hilarious.
Yeah. The thing is, it's kind of like, it's much more silly. You know, the light was very practical.
Yeah.
This is something, it's still... a thing that you can buy and that one might DIY, but it's a different set of skills. It's not woodworking and it's very silly. So I don't know if it's going to be the next one or if we'll do another kind of like slightly more practical one first.
I think we should definitely do a practical one first. I think that we need
we'll save the silly one for later.
Because when you're starting series and when you're starting things, you need to set up a certain precedent of how things are going to go, set expectations. And the expectation we want to have is it's going to be the same us. We're going to be still doing practical things, but also the Triverse DIY really opens up for some amazing video mm-hmm. possibilities.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a few more things to buy in mind too.
So we have a question. Of the many things you do, which one makes your heart beat the fastest? Live streaming.
Yeah.
Live streaming is like...
I'm constantly nervous. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. You know what's interesting? The very first few times we live streamed, mm-hmm. I was a little bit nervous. I did kind of get a little...
Yeah. Like, I honestly get a little nervous when when we do something drastically different. So, like, I got a little nervous before this because we've never done, like, a live podcast
before.
And I was like, oh, man, what? It was terrible.
But, like, after 115 live streams on Twitch, my heart raced doesn't race at all. My, you know, it's like, I don't like get nervous about it at all anymore.
Yeah, just doing games.
Just doing games, yeah. Just doing our usual routine of things. But yeah, new things do get us a little nervous.
But also I would say live streaming gets us very excited. So like heart racing in that regard too. Because yeah. It's fun. It's like fun hanging out live, you know?
Yeah.
On Evan and Caitlin too, have you thought about making cooking videos? We have considered it. I think the thing is we've also considered doing it on the main channel, but like more experimental cooking videos where it's kind of like science adjacent type stuff. Because then it would kind of fit with the other science adjacent videos. Like the first one we did was, can epoxy cook an egg?
Yeah.
That was, I think, before we had the science adjacent theme song.
But that's because we felt that we could do like anything with resin we can do.
Even if it's cooking?
Even if it's cooking.
But I think it'd be fun to do something that like is a little bit more sciencey. Like what if we tried to make taffy?
Oh.
Or something, you know, where it's like there's chemical reactions, you have to get it to the right temperature. I think that could be kind of fun. But yeah, I don't know where that video would go, like if it would be second channel or something else.
But also I think that this is the main focus that we have right now, just for our life. We need to get ahead enough on videos that we can relax. Yeah. And I think that means like two videos ahead.
Yeah.
And then we can start to relax. Because like when we're working the week of, it's not good.
Yeah.
We still enjoy our life. We still enjoy our days. We like what we're doing. But personally, mentally,
it's stressful. Especially
it's stressful.
When you're dealing with things like
sponsors
are like resin can take a really long time to dry. And if it messes up and you have to start over, you lost a day.
No.
So yeah. Having like a week lead is
minimum.
And maybe if we have two, then we can like chill a bit
more.
We'll
be able to start relaxing. If we ever get to three, I think that's when we can start experimenting again.
Yeah, with like more experimental videos or maybe Evan and Caitlin too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really are trying to like get our lives and keep our like lives with a high priority. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but it's like we want to ensure that we don't burn out for you guys.
And for us,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that everyone wants more videos. We want more videos, but if it comes at the cost of, you know,
yeah, insane
negative
stress levels,
impacts on us. I think that's something that everyone agrees. Like, don't do that.
Because there's not too much more room to give right now. Like, we don't have weekends. We don't we work in the evenings.
And that's our choice.
And that's our choice. It's so that we can do everything that we are doing. But there's right now not really extra room to give to additional channels. I mean, even though we just started another, but you know what I mean? That one doesn't take more work.
But also it's like every time we try a new thing, we push ourselves, we learn, we expand. So it's good. We want to do that, but we just need to open up a little bit of space in our life so that we can do that.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully once we get the gaming channel to like a more legit number, I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that will do, but I think that once gaming channel is recognized more as part of our identity, we might be able to relax and explore new things potentially.
That's true.
Who knows?
Because then our eggs will be in more different baskets and things will be more balanced.
And then like there won't be as much pressure on Evan and Caitlin because that's
so if we make a cooking video and it flops, it's like
the Evan and Caitlin main channel is like that's our job. Everything else we do are just like
The gaming channel loses money. The podcast essentially loses money. I mean, the gaming channel, we pay editors, so we actually lose money.
Yeah, the podcast just
takes a lot of time and we don't really make much of it. So essentially loses money. So they're like pet projects.
Yeah. I think they're investments in our long-term
happiness.
Something.
Portfolio.
we'll figure it out. Okay. So how do you guys like being full-time YouTubers? Like that was never a goal of ours. That was never something that we wanted to do growing up. But I think that's also because that wasn't an option, you know? And now that we're here, I think it is such a good fit for the two of us personally. We both like making stuff. We want our time to like result in something, especially if it's like potentially tangible or long lasting or like non ethereal, you know, make something that like stands the test of time a little bit. And then both of us also like sharing it with the broader world. And in a like we both get a lot of happiness and joy from that. And if being a YouTuber was an option, if that had been a possibility when we were younger, we might have been drawn to this.
Yeah. We might. I mean, we both like would make stuff and post it on the internet.
Yeah.
But that was like before anyone was really
doing that. Yeah.
Like doing that as a job. DeviantArt
and blogs and.
Oh, yeah. We both had blogs. Oh, yeah.
Even more like smaller communities.
Yes.
I won't mention Anika thing because you might be able to find us. But I think that it is a very good fit for the two of us. We do multiple times a week be like, wow, I'm really happy with our life and the life that we've like created for ourselves.
Yeah.
So how do we like being full-time YouTubers? It's working out well for us.
Yeah, it's fun.
But it's not for everybody. I'd definitely say it's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's like any small business where it's a lot of work. I think one of the potentially more stressful things about it, and this kind of relates to a question I saw about like, what's our retirement plan? Like YouTube retirement plan?
Just this.
But it's kind of like, there is no retirement plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that like, we're going to work until we're 100, but in that, like, there's...
I just know. Go ahead. I just had a crazy thought, but...
Okay. Just like, there's not people of retirement age that started YouTube careers when they were, you know, of working age and have worked their entire lives till retirement and are still YouTubers. Like, that hasn't happened. This hasn't been a job for long enough. So there's not like a set path or a common path people do. So I think everyone's just kind of figuring it out or burning out before they get there.
Yeah. Oh, the crazy thought that I had was like, man, like in 50 years, are you like people are going to be able to go back and watch all of our hundreds of videos and just watch us reverse age? Or if they like start at the beginning and watch them all in order, they're just going to be able to like watch us age slowly over time.
You know,
that's weird.
We've already been on, you know, we've had the channel for 2 years. Maybe we've already aged. My hair was a lot lighter when we started. There's that.
I had less of a beard.
Yeah, you had less of a beard. Your beard's grown.
My beard has like grown. I accidentally chopped it off and then it grew again.
Let's see. How do we come up with our DIY ideas? Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of different things. Sometimes it's like something we need, you know, around the house. And then we'll try to think of a way to make it interesting or unique. Sometimes it's just like a process that seems fun to try. So a lot of the more like art related ones, like the acrylic pours or when we first tried resin art or even like doing the Bob Ross, it just seemed like it'd be fun. It's not that we like needed a Bob Ross painting or like needed an acrylic pour. It just seemed like it would be fun to try. So a lot of it comes from that. Every now and then an idea will come from like the fact that we just think it would be hilarious. And usually those videos don't do as well because there's nothing like practical about them. So that's like the zombie weapon video. We just really wanted to destroy fruit and vegetables with the zombie weapon. Or like the propane cannon. I guess it's like the weapons. So a lot of times we think that those would just be really fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or like funny to do.
Yeah. I think that for our projects in general, we want to have a few different things. One, we want the project to result in a fun video.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's just something so basic or something that like there isn't much going for it, then I just don't think it'll make a fun video. And I think that like,
so sometimes we do stuff that's like DIY stuff that we don't put on the channel. Like we just made a frame around our green screen behind us that has like lights all around it, but it was just real quick and basic. And we were like, we won't make a video on it. If we had all the time in the world, we would, but it's like, we got to prioritize.
But also I'm just not sure what that video would be like. We made a box. We stuck lights in it. Here it is. I bet we could if we got creative.
There's just so many things we're more excited about,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's true, too. Okay, so we got a question. Why is the live stream here on Twitch and not on YouTube? It's a mixed thing. One, if we did our live stream on our YouTube main channel, the questions would be coming in so fast. It's
really
honestly a little bit stressful.
Yeah, it's like a little overwhelming.
A little bit overwhelming. Yeah, and I think they would need to almost have someone here next to us looking at all the chats, collating questions, and then reading them to us. We'd need like a third person to facilitate that. Why isn't it on the YouTube podcast channel? I think that YouTube is trying to do so many things all at once, and it does so many of them. But one thing that's interesting is Twitch is built up from, like, the whole infrastructure is built around live streaming. So we have mods that have commands. There's Nightbot that's in here that can do things. It integrates with, like, third-party accessories. And
so Evan can do the sound effects.
There's, like, a checklist so that, like, you know, while we're live streaming right now, I see that we have four new subscribers and one person cheered. And that's all, like, collected on the side through a third-party plugin via an API. And it's just things are so much more open and developed.
Yeah.
I think that YouTube is catching up. I think that they are starting to add more and more features on YouTube that Twitch already enjoys. But as of right now, it's just a better fit for us and what we want to do in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a good answer?
Let's see. How do you deal with the stigma still attached to being YouTubers or streamers when dealing with average people who don't get it? I guess, like, when we were first starting out and we were, like, telling our friends and family that we were quitting our jobs to do YouTube, we definitely got some funny looks. I mean, a lot of family members, like, our immediate family was pretty supportive. You know, some, like, more distant family members were kind of like, But just, like, I mean, we don't really tell people often what we do. I mean, we work here by ourselves, like, just each other. We don't go into an office. We just, like, don't often talk to strangers, I guess, you know? So it doesn't, what we do doesn't really come up with people who aren't friends or family. So we're not really ever in a position to have to, like, explain ourselves. Now, occasionally, we do have, like, let's say someone comes to the house because we need, like, a leak fixed or something like that. And every now and then people are, like, curious because it's a work day and we're both here and we're in our pajamas and we got all this crazy stuff in our house.
Sometimes, like, we just say that, like, we just are an advertising agency.
We've said a few different things, depending on, like, what part of the house they saw. If they saw the garage and they see all the tools, we say, like, oh, we make things.
Mm-hmm.
If they see, like, well, I don't know what we, I don't think we've had to, like, explain when
we're out
screen.
And about, and, like, people, someone might ask, like, what we do, I kind of generally say
we do advertising for brands. Because if you think about it, most of our income comes from sponsors. So it's kind of like advertising. Like, we work with brands to create, sometimes I'll say, like, we, like, create content.
Yeah.
But I don't often use the word.
But YouTube. I think more and more people understand, you know, the career that is being a YouTuber, it's becoming more known. And I don't think that there's as much of a stigma around it as much. It's just, like, it can be a long conversation, and depending if we want to have that long conversation or not, it's like, if they're a family or a friend of, you know, of course we'll tell them and we'll explain, like, how monetization works and how we, like, you know, all of the back ends and the nuances that people are usually curious about. But if I just want to give, like, a one-word answer, or an advertising agency, people understand that. They don't ask follow-up questions, and they're like, cool.
You know, we could just make anything up, though.
We're secret agents?
Well, that might they might ask questions.
If you could choose a made-up career.
We could make up any boring job.
Accountant.
We're accountants. Nothing against accountants.
I could say I'm an engineer.
Yeah, you could say you're a graphic artist. Oh, yeah, our old jobs.
Yeah, because you do graphic art for Evan and Caitlin, and I do engineering for Evan and Caitlin.
I guess that doesn't explain, like, the giant green screen and all the tools that are in our house and
that's
the 3D printers.
That's just for fun.
That's
just a side tussle.
Expensive hobbies.
All right, so what are our favorite life hacks or upgrades?
I feel like we just had a life hack recently, and
the most recent life hack was filling holes. Like, if you're trying to screw into wood, you can, like, fill it with wood putty and a toothpick. Oh no, wood glue and a toothpick.
Yeah, although a lot of people said that, like,
dowels
or like golf tees.
Oh, golf tees, better. Yeah.
No, I feel like, oh man, I feel like there was one recently where, like, this is actually really
good. This is actually really good?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember it. You know, we should make a list.
I got one. Okay. I don't know if this is a super widely applicable, like, life hack. This is something we did back in our blogging days before the channel, and I didn't think of it until one of our other friends who also has a YouTube channel, April Wilkerson, was visiting, and And we also got a lot of questions about these on the Art Ledge video, but she was like, oh, I like that art. That's really cool. And it's this like really, really big, like probably, I don't know, 3.5 feet by like 5.5 feet art pieces. We have two of them in our house that have like abstract paintings on them. And the paintings, I did one and Evan did the other, but the hack is that the art is actually like these giant, IKEA has these really giant prints, and I think they're like $59, and that's way cheaper than you could buy a canvas that big, and that's way cheaper than you could buy a frame that big, especially trying to buy those together. That would be hundreds of dollars to get a canvas and frame that big. So my life hack is, if you want really large scale art, you go to IKEA, get one of those $59 prints, and then you paint it yourself. And it can be super abstract. Like, it doesn't have to, you don't have to have like painting skills to do like a you know, Bob Ross barn. But that's my life hack.
That's a good life hack.
I was actually thinking, like, should we do a video on that?
I think so.
So many people asked about it.
I want to do like a series of life hack videos. One, life hacks that are actually life hacks like that. Mm-hmm. Like we could just do a project that is kind of a life hack. And that's a full project. We could do a project, or we could do a video of like a whole bunch of small life hacks that are actually life hacks that actually work. And we'll like test them and say, these are good. And then we can do one where we just like try bad life hacks and make fun of them.
Yeah, that sounds
fun. I mean, everyone's done that, but I want to do it too. It still sounds really good. Okay, so let's take a really quick break.
Yay!
And check with chat. Break the podcast. I'm using this as like... All right. Back in the podcast mode.
Yay.
Caitlin, what is your all-time favorite video game? I know that's a really hard question.
Well, there's like the nostalgia favorites, and then there's like the more current favorites.
Also, it's like there's another aspect of this too. Is it the game that you've played the most and that you go back to the most, that like you have the most hours in? Or is it the game that has like the fondest spot in your heart?
Okay, so I'm going to say like... I'm combining two games, but they're very similar. For like nostalgia games, it's Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Like those two Zelda games in 64 are like very high up there in my nostalgia games. Current favorite is Minecraft.
Minecraft. I agree. I think my current all-time favorite game is Minecraft because it's so exciting because I love it. And... it just like
and I we play it together, which is really fun.
All my other favorites are
more solo games.
Yeah.
I do have some other favorites from like a few years ago. Like I really like Limbo and I really like Inside. Again, those are
Last of Us.
Oh, and The Last of Us. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Last of Us 2 coming out next year.
I know. Hmm. I know.
So excited about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
games. There's a lot of games. I think that although like both of us can agree our current favorite is Minecraft. Also because looking into the future, I just get so excited.
It's exciting because it like feels like you can just play forever.
You can play forever. Also, it's like once we're done on the Switch, like we are going to like take our time. We are going to play it on the Switch. We're going to explore the overworld. Then we're going to play more in the Nether. Then we're going to go to the end and we're going to explore everything, do everything on the Switch. And then we're going to go to Java and then do it again. And then we'll probably install mods and do it again. You know, so I think we might have different seasons. Like we're in season one. And then we're going to have season two, then season three. So we're going to have like Minecraft seasons. And I think that'll be kind of a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, that will be really cool.
But my nostalgia, I'm not sure if I can narrow it down to a game. It might be Total Annihilation. But I think my nostalgia game is actually real-time strategy games in general. Because me and my brother played them so much. We would take turns, would play against each other, would play together against computers, play together against online opponents, and real-time strategy games are just amazing, and I just love them.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I'm scrolling. We got a lot of chats when we took a break. If you couldn't have your cat as your supervisor, what animal would you have? Okay, make sure she's not in here so she doesn't hear us. What animal would we have as our supervisor?
I don't know if we could have any other animal. It's kind of like if you didn't have your right arm, what would you replace it with?
Well, like a robot arm.
Oh, okay. A robot cat.
No, you can't snuggle that. I don't.
Because I think like...
I don't know. I really like
cats. I like all animals in general okay-ish. I like cats and dogs. But I think that, like, just for our life,
small dogs, but dogs are harder to take care of.
Dogs are so much, and traveling, collabs, yeah, and traveling and all stuff that stuff, hard. That'd be really
but
hard.
But all the other animals I'm talking about would be, like, more hard than a dog. I'm like, what if we had, like, a baby tiger that was always a baby?
Well, okay, if you're living in fantasy land, then that would be a pretty easy answer. Okay, Kaylin, would it be a tiger, a leopard, a puma, a jaguar?
Actually, it would be a cheetah.
It'd be a cheetah. Why is that? You know why?
Because, one, cheetahs meow.
Okay.
They have, like, a meow.
Is it, like, a meow-meow, or is
it,
like...
It's, like, a meow-meow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. They and also, they have social anxiety. So sometimes they give cheetahs, like therapy dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like it would just warm my heart to, like, have a socially anxious cheetah and make them not anxious anymore.
Just, like, expose them to the world.
No. Just protect them in a bubble.
Oh, I don't think that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's how we live. So.
Okay. I think it might be about time for the game.
Should we do the game? Okay, yeah. Cool. So, oh yeah, music.
Guys, it is game time.
Alrighty, so just in case you missed it earlier on, what we're going to do for the game is you guys will submit lyrics to us and we will read them out loud and try to guess the song. It's very similar to a game we've played with each other, but when we played it, I could choose songs that I'm like, I'm pretty sure you at least have a chance at knowing, and you could choose songs that you were pretty sure I'd at least have a chance of knowing, so this might be very terrible, but I figured we can try it out.
Yeah, so guys, go ahead and submit lyrics of a song, and then we're going to guess.
Yeah. How are we going to know if we got it right? Are we going to have to, like, wait for the same person? Okay.
Kaylin.
Okay. Are we really going to start with that one?
Never going to give you up.
Never going to give you up. Okay.
Now that that's out of the way. I want it. I got it.
Oh. Here, you're going to have to highlight it. I want it. I got it. I got it. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what this is?
Not.
Is it?
Not at all.
I want it. I got it. Da, 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 da.
I don't know. Oh,
wait, here. Let me, I'm wondering if I should, like, copy and paste them and then look them up to know if we got it right. Or are we just going to be guessing and, like, have no idea? If we
I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it.
You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. Oh, sorry.
Someone just asked, like, sorry to revert back into Q&A mode, but someone just asked how my tiny computer's doing.
Oh, I'm doing using awesome. It right
Kaylin's
now.
Using it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, I'll look that one up, and you can pick the next one.
Yeah, and guys, for the lyrics, Mr. Nicholas has a command. So type lyrics followed by the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, that way we can keep track of them. Only post your lyrics
once, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Want. I can't find it on my computer, so I'm just going to start typing.
No, here it is. I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it. You like my hair, gee, thanks, just bought it.
Am I right?
Oh, it's a popular artist.
Oh, Ariana Grande? Oh,
Seven Rings?
I don't know what that song is. I was definitely singing the wrong song.
Okay. All right, let's try one more. That was a complete fail.
Okay, John Jay. You pick one.
All I can do is read a book to stay awake. And it rips my life away.
I know
but
this.
But it's a great escape.
I know this one.
You know this one?
Yeah. You don't know this?
All I can do is read a book to stay awake. And it rips my heart away.
Okay.
What is it?
You don't know it.
I don't know it. I don't know this.
What if I start singing the beginning?
Okay, go for it.
All I can do
is read a book to stay awake.
It rips my life away, but it's a great escape.
Green Day.
No. Actually, I don't know the name of... I don't know the artist. But I know the song. At least I got the song. You did. Okay, let's see.
In reference to the Seven Rings, it's what's in clubs now.
Oh. See? Told ya. If it's in clubs right now, completely we don't missed know the mark. It. Yeah. It's I mean, I know we know the All I Can Do. We know that one. We got the song. I think that still counts.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do another one since I was?
Yes. I don't believe it. You left in peace, left me in pieces, too hard to breathe. I'm on my knees right now. Ow.
Ow. Gosh, I have no idea.
Does this kind of show how out of touch we are with like current songs?
Is that
like,
in clubs right now?
Is that in clubs right now? Okay, wait. I found one. Somebody wants to Smash Mouth.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't count.
Backbeat. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
The word was on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anyone feels the way I do about you now.
Oh, yeah.
I know this one.
Yeah, I know it.
I totally know.
I'm just trying to get the tune in my head. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Fire in your heart is out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do.
Is that Third Eye Blind?
Yes.
Ah, so by guessing songs, we really mean slightly singing it and maybe knowing the artist.
I'm sure our viewer count just like going, brr, brr. You know what we should do, Caitlin? We should join the Twitch Sings competition.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you guys hear how harmonious the duo was there?
Harmonious. Oh, it's not Third Eye Blind?
Oh, it's not? Oh.
Wait, who is it? Dang it. Oh, okay. Let's see. Oasis.
Oasis. Oh, yeah.
Man, we're even bad at stuff that was out when we were younger. Wonderwall, yes.
Wonderwall, that's totally Thanks, it. TJ. Yeah. Man, I'm like scrolling through some of these and I'm like, I'm not like
Don't
getting
Don't stop
any
me
of these.
Now because I'm having such a good time.
Okay, I won't stop you.
Thanks. I just wanted to let you know I'm having such a good time.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. State your guess.
I think it's Queen.
Well, I mean, you said that you like Queen.
I do. Well, there's a don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. But I don't know. It's such a short line. It's like, I feel like it could be from other songs, but I'm going to say that one's Queen. Don't stop me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got it.
Okay. We got a new one submitted. Okay. Rocking and rolling down the beach. I'm strolling, but the seagulls poke at my head. Not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
What is this?
Is this one of these club songs?
Is this a clubbing song?
Talk about man. Seagulls poking your head.
That sounds like what might happen in clubs. I don't know. I've literally no idea. Oh my gosh. Man, yeah, we're really bad at this. Okay. And these are even like long lyrics where I feel like we should get them.
Yeah.
Watch out, my outfit's ridiculous in the club, looking so conspicuous.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
I'm not getting any of these.
Well, I mean, I can sing
it. I'm worse than
it.
Usual. I think you, like, in the past games, you've taken pity on me, and I've chosen, like, ones that you know that deep down I know in my, like, archival memory.
Yeah. In the club looking so conspicuous.
Oh, yeah. Old school.
Yeah. I don't know what the song is. Wait. If I, like, think of it long enough, I could get there.
Get the rest?
Yeah.
I don't even want to guess because it's going to expose how little I know pop culture.
I think if we can like just get the tune, it counts for something. Okay. Oh, got Jesus on my necklace. Us. I know this one. You know this one.
50 Cent.
No.
Eminem.
It's a female.
Lady Gaga.
No. Do you know other female artists? I mean, you're pretty close. I had mentioned her earlier.
Ariana Grande.
No. Got Jesus on my necklace.
Oh, Kesha.
Yeah. See, you guys see, we know like that genre of club music-ish. Oh, Usher. Yeah, Usher. Okay. Or Ludacris. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Broken this fragile thing now, and I can't pick up the pieces. And I've thrown my words all around, but I can't give you a reason. That sounds like something, lyrics to stuff I would have listened to in high school. It sounds like something that would be like emo.
Caitlin went through an emo phase.
I'm still kind of in it.
You're just like...
But only like with the music that was out when I was in high school.
It's an emo echo.
There's an emo echo. I'll still go back and like listen to stuff, like especially if you're doing something in the garage and I can just like play it. Because like some of that stuff you don't like some of the stuff I used to listen to.
It's like Fall Out Boy, like I'm somewhat familiar with, but you kind of like go down like certain rabbit holes where I'm like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, I didn't really listen to very much Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, like what was that, like the white guy that rapped or something?
White guy that? No. I'm high school.
High school. Yeah. White like guy the, that like there's like this emo and there's like this white guy.
An emo white guy that rapped?
I think so. You showed me like this song, like this album once, and I was like, Caitlin, who are you?
I don't remember that. I mean, there's a lot of emo stuff. I have no idea what those lyrics are. Do you know?
Nope.
Man.
Okay, Caitlin. Let's get down to business.
To defeat the Hun!
Did they send me daughters when I asked? For Sons.
Oh, that's a great one. Disney, I think we'll be better at Disney songs.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you send Disney ones, like, we'll just get it because that's cheating.
That's called throwing me a bone.
He was a boy. She was a girl.
Can I make it any more obvious? Skater Boy, Avril Lavigne. Thank you for playing into my high school music choices. I got those.
Someone submitted, should I hang my head low, should I bite my tongue, or should I march with every stranger from Twitter to get stuff done?
That's got to be recent because it mentions Twitter.
Twitter, I know. But like, I thought you were going to say, do my ears hang low, do they wobble to and fro, should I tie them in a knot, should I tie them in a bow?
Should I march with every stranger from Twitter to get stuff done?
That would have been like such a hilarious lyric submission because like technically those are lyrics.
Those are lyrics. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh my gosh.
That's
awesome. Whoa! Jax Forbes. Look at, oh my gosh, that blew up.
That blew up our cup. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jax Forbes, for the bits. That's awesome.
Bingo, bango.
Dang, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. I've never seen the cup blow up that much.
I know. That might be like the biggest like single chunk of bits we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
I don't know how to scroll with your mouse.
Oh my gosh, it's Avril's birthday today.
How old is she turning?
Older than us.
Oh,
it's because
you
clicked in on the scroll thing there.
Sorry.
Scroll.
I don't know this one. Oh, I know this one.
All right, what is it?
You know it too, I think. Apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur?
With the fur! Okay. I like when people write out the words with things that are emphasized because it helps me imagine them. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day, but take me to the place I love. Give you all the way.
I'm supposed to know that?
I think I know it. I just appreciate the emphasis.
Ah.
But I think I know it. Is it Red Hot Chili Peppers? Right? Isn't that Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Can you sing it?
No.
No. Okay, Caitlin, I won.
Take me to the place I love.
Totally know this.
Oh God, wait a minute. I feel like that is it though. Hold on. I just gotta like know that I know it.
Caitlin has to do this just for herself.
This is for me. Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Under the Bridge.
Okay.
Anyway, okay.
I know one.
Okay.
Head. Shoulders. knees, and toes.
It's called Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
What actually?
Who's the artist?
Who is the artist? I don't know. I'm not a real fan. I'm a fake fan of whoever wrote Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Find light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky.
I'm
just
like,
a long silence
like,
on the
I'm
podcast.
I'm like really trying to like
you know
figure it out.
You
know
can, this
can
one.
You give me like a...
I can keep going. There's more.
Okay.
You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Okay, okay. I was like,
yeah.
I needed to get there a little bit.
But yeah. Written by Sia.
Ah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, there's a secret Sia version. Sia sang and had like different, like, because Sia, really interesting artist in general. We went and saw her concert, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. But also, she writes so many of the songs that other people sing.
Yeah.
And she kind of demos it. There's just like, there's a person that she plays piano with, or like they play the piano, she sings the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to hear her original version of like so many songs that like
sometimes
Usher,
it's similar, but
Usher will
it's...
like sing it in a completely different way than like how she wrote it and initially kind of like pitched the feel of the song.
It's
and
super
sometimes it's like so much, it's like such a different message. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's super interesting. Okay.
It's so interesting that the lyrics are slowly forming, like as we expose the very narrow range of music and genre and like time period, like the lyrics are starting to shift more in line with what we know.
Oh man. Oh my gosh. Some of these, I just have no idea, but I have to read it. Do you know this? By the way, how much is the fish? How much is the fish? Yeehaw, sunshine in the air. Do you know
what?
That? I don't know. You know, you guys could just make up lyrics also to confuse us. And I
don't
feel
do
like
that.
Maybe
don't
that's
do that.
Happening.
Hanging around downtown by myself.
Oh, I
and
one.
I had so much time to sit and think about myself.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There she was.
Yeah. And then there she was. Like... platform double suede, then there she was, like disco lemonade. It's Sex and Candy.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, yep, okay. Yep. I totally knew that. Thank you.
Yeah, you totally knew it. Okay. Any other day, I would call you, and you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. I know this one.
Is it just my memory that's bad? Or do I just, like, not prioritize lyrics enough? And I prioritize much more important things, like the entire plots of movies.
Yeah, Evan's better at remembering movie plots, where, like, I still don't know what happened in any of the Bourne Identities. I saw them all. I don't remember.
Ooh, Evan's version of this game. We read movie synopsises, and then we try to guess what movie that was.
Oh, yeah, we could try that. You'd win.
Yes. Okay. If you can't win the game you're playing...
Think of a new game.
Think of a new game, and then you'll win.
Okay. Do you want me to read it again?
Yes.
Any other day, I would have called, or I would call and you would say, baby, how's your day? But today it ain't the same.
No idea.
It's a female.
Can you do it like in tune?
Any other day, I would call, you would say.
Dun, 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 dun.
Baby, how's your day? But today it ain't the same. Every other word is uh-huh, you okay? Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday? No, 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 no.
I get it now. I don't know who that is.
I sang like all of it for you.
We got some people like, you don't even know the artist's name? Do you even stan?
Do you even stan?
We must not be true stanners. Oh my gosh.
You don't know this one?
No.
What would so if I was calling my significant other and I thought that they were someone else there, like another girl,
they're cheating.
Yeah, what would I want him to say?
I'm sorry.
I would want him to say my name.
Oh. I'm sorry works too, right?
I guess that works.
I think that this is a good place to end the lyrics game.
This was super fun. Thanks for indulging us.
All right, guys. Well, that was really fun. It was so interesting trying to do this live. I think that, like, it's so interesting in general. This podcast kind of came together a little bit last minute.
Yeah. We didn't think of doing a game. It was just going to be a Q&A. We didn't think of it till like 5 minutes before we went live.
Yeah. We just kind of like, you know, flew by the seat of our pants for this one. But I think that this podcast did go really well. Yeah. Enough that I really did have a fun time. I think that we should do this again live. Every now and then.
I think it'd be super fun.
Maybe only Q&A?
Q&A might be a little easier because we're really bad at lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to like figure out. But I think that like
we can have more prepared things.
We could do more prepared,
and we can even maybe coordinate with the mods or like figure out like some website to help coordinate and facilitate this. Like, I'm not sure how elaborate we want to go with this, but this has been fun and we are going to do this again.
Yeah, it's super fun. Should we do our thing of the weeks real quick? Wrap up the actual podcast?
Do thing of the week.
So fancy.
My thing of the week is the Elgato Stream Deck. Not sponsored, but I do really, really like it. We're using it to run so much of our streaming setup right now.
I think you like it like 10 times more once you found out that we could do sound bites.
I also like it so much more now that I can do folders and folders and folders and stuff like that.
That just means
more sound bites. Yay!
But also like being able to manage the scenes, being able to record at the top push of a button, being able to like raid, being able to change the like all these modes. I am falling down the rabbit hole a little bit, and I've said that before in previous streams, but it's a very valuable tool if you do live streams. I know that this is speaking to a very small quantity of you guys, but it's my obsession, and I just have to be honest about that.
It's got to be your thing.
It's got to be my thing.
Yeah. My thing of the week is another podcast. It's the Philip DeFranco podcast, which is called A Conversation With. And there's not a... Are you about to do a sound
effect?
No,
I just muted it again.
Okay. I was like, should I pause? There's not a ton of episodes yet, but they've been super interesting so far. And I really like Philip DeFranco. And it's cool to hear him just speak more like... casually.
Yeah, I've got the feeling that
it's like he actually doesn't speak in jump cuts in real life.
I've gotten the feeling that like he still likes Philip DeFranco for show, but like he's admitted that at some point he wants to kind of like step away from that at some point. And
I get the feeling he really enjoys the podcast.
He really enjoys the podcast. Yeah. I think that like when you're watching someone that really enjoys what they're doing, it really makes the end product a lot better. So
it's super interesting. I mean, I just I've only listened to a few. I mean, there's not a ton yet, but I listened to like the Casey Neistat interview.
The Casey Neistat interview was very interesting because I kind of knew that Casey had stepped back from YouTube a little bit, but he's like really stepped back, and it's really interesting.
It's interesting, like hearing the behind the scenes thoughts about
it. Yeah, because also it's like Casey talks about how he got so obsessed, so like caught up in YouTube and like vlogging in particular. Every moment in his personal and work life, he's like, how can I turn this into a vlog? How can I turn this into a moment? How do I like create content from this? And that kind of like changed how he thinks about his life and all of these moments and stuff. And I think that we've definitely been able to stay away from that because we plan and coordinate and we keep like a slower schedule with release and everything.
And also like we're not, I think it's different.
It's not about our life.
Yeah. Our videos aren't about our life. So it's not like, oh, we're doing a thing. We have to capture it. But there's less pressure.
But they also talk about like the future of content, what they think, you know, is going to be, you know, hot things in the future and everything. And
it's just, hot things. Yeah.
I was going to say trends or something. It's just really interesting. Yeah.
But there's a bunch of good ones. But yeah, that's my thing of the week.
And then I think that might be the end of the show. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. If you guys like the podcast, make sure to subscribe. And I think that one thing that would really help us reach a broader audience is if you shared it with someone. So send this to someone, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Look at you with your outro music. Doing it live. So fancy.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone. But anyone who's live, stick around because we're going to chat some more.